Welcome back to NewsRamp Local and Regional for Monday evening, August 3, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. UGI system upgrades. Now underway in Ashland. UGI Utilities has initiated a system upgrade project in Ashland to replace natural gas mains, ensuring safe and reliable service. The project, set to conclude by mid-August, offers residents and businesses the chance to switch to natural gas. Streets affected by the upgrade include list of streets. For more details, visit the UGI Utilities website. Key Crew Media recognizes Brian DeVore as a verified expert in senior real estate transitions. Key Crew Media has recognized Brian DeVore, director of the senior division at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services California Properties, as a Key Crew verified expert in senior real estate transitions. DeVore, with over two decades of experience, specializes in downsizing, aging in place planning, and probate and inherited property sales in San Diego County. His expertise and market knowledge provide valuable insight within the real estate industry, showcased through his TV show Senior Spaces and companion podcast.
Investor News breaks: Texas Stock Exchange debuts in Dallas, plans IPO listings in 2027. The Texas Stock Exchange TXSE has officially launched trading in Dallas, backed by investors like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs. TXSE plans to start corporate listings this year and enable IPOs in 2027, positioning itself as a competitor to NYSE and NASDAQ. The exchange aims to capitalize on Texas's economic growth, operating from temporary headquarters in Dallas before moving to the Bank of America Tower.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.